You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Everybody is spending most of their money on booze and or drugs. I would probably skip the fentanyl and heroin or cocaine because fentanyl has now moved into cocaine. And this stuff must be a hell of a buzz. It's what killed Prince eventually. And now they say that this stuff is, I don't know where they're getting all this because it is an extremely strong drug. And they put it in the heroin. And even those who have some experience with the heroin, I mean, I don't. But this stuff is so powerful that it's killing people, I mean, by the hour. So now it has made its way into cocaine. And you never know what you're getting when you're buying cocaine because it's not cocaine. It's some kind of God knows what, some crank and some bad speed or something. And now fentanyl. So you just can't even buy any coke anymore for the weekend and have fun. It's just they've ruined everything for everybody. Just leave the weed alone, will you?
Yeah.
Jesus. But there was a big cocaine bust in Memphis, so they got some of them bad people that had that dope. And that's good, I guess. So tomorrow the mayor will be here. I don't even know what the lists of things to ask the mayor are long. He will have an answer for them, I guess. I mentioned the paper yesterday. Ted Ebenoff, who writes usually about business for the Commercial Appeal, he's one of the guys that survived the purge, wrote an article that he doesn't really mince words. He covers various topics and offers solutions to those topics. Crime is on the top of the list and the pensions on the top of the list. And he doesn't really come right out and criticize what Jim has done, but he offers ideas on doing this, that, and the other to maybe expedite some of the problems and make some money to fix some of the issues. We need more officers. Everyone knows it. It's been beaten to death. It doesn't change the crime issues, but it will take a long time to get back where we need to be. And that's his point. And so I don't know. It's this. I just can't imagine having to have all these things to face every day. But people like you know, Jim and Mark Luttrell, they seem to enjoy what they do and they find it challenging and look to find answers to help this town. And this town, one day you think everything's great, all this positivity, and next day it's something awful. So I guess it's that way with a number of cities, New Orleans and St. Louis and Chicago and on, but we do live in very difficult times, and it's changing, and there are many reasons, I think, for these changes. Politics doesn't help because these politicians and their rhetoric and their lack of accomplishing anything is getting under people's skin, and they lose faith in the system statewide and locally and on a federal level, and that creates some kind of anxiety that is hard to put your finger on, but it doesn't make you feel comfortable. Because you're raised up here in this country to feel like that you're safe and that the government has got your back and the president and everybody's in charge and you know, everything is fine. Well, in this day and time, that's not the case. Things are very unsettled and have been for a while. You can't point your finger at one person. Many people try to, whether it be the last president or the current one, but it isn't all their fault. It's a game with many layers that is impossible to win. So we seek ways to, I guess, kill the stress and anxiety. There are more people than ever on earth on antidepressants. They're bummed out. They're anxious. They're hopeless. Suicide rate is sky high. And people are scared. They either have no money. This insurance situation is a cause for concern for a lot of people. And there are challenges out the wazoo. The education system in America and in this city is a mess. And so you're just, you know, faced with these never-ending challenges. And there are some answers that maybe appear sometimes, and they don't come overnight. But when they get piled up on you, you just kind of give up and start drinking or shooting fentanyl. I'd stop shooting the dope or even snorting it because it's killing people. A new thing published last week finds that 1 in 8 American adults qualifies as having a drinking disorder. I would suspect that 1 in 8 is being conservative. Maybe wrong, but I don't know. According to the study published in some psychiatry magazine, the rate of alcohol use disorder in the country rose nearly 50% from 2001 to 2013. That's a pretty hefty jump. Currently, 12.7% of Americans meet the criteria for being, alcoholics or having problems, which include whether booze interferes with your job or your family life and you can't stop. So this goes on to be called a public health crisis that mirrors an increase in diseases and injuries. And it's just making people sick and killing them. Using lots of booze leads to 88,000 American deaths a year. It's hit certain groups harder than others, which is a kind of an interesting breakdown here. Among African Americans, the number increased nearly 93%.
Sheesh.
That black folks are drinking that much more. I wonder how you can analyze that one. Is it the stresses of being black and held down or being mistreated, or is it poverty? It's hard to put a finger on that. But that's a pretty substantial jump. The other one that is a bit of a shock is that among women, 84% they have increased that much in how much they intake. The group that saw the biggest jump, however, were senior citizens.
That is surprising.
A 106% increase in alcohol use disorders. Maybe when you get to a point, you just don't care anymore. And you figure you got nothing to lose.
Some don't have anything else to do.
That's a fact. I don't know. That's a bit of a surprise.
Those
to me.
Numbers were already pretty high for senior citizens and excessive drinking anyway.
I guess
to see that kind of increase.
But
really
on the other hand, you know, the older you get, it just seems to slow you down. You can't drink like you used to. I would just much prefer to feel better and not be tired, because you know all this booze and the partying and stuff adds to your depression. You feel like death. It makes you tired. It's not good for your health. But at a certain age, I guess you just don't care anymore. Maybe that is one of the problems. Research suggests the generally much greater increase of disorders among minorities could stem from growing economic inequality between whites and minorities, increasing stress, and they are demoralized. That's an interesting point, but that's not a new point either. I mean, things have been that way for a long time. The disparity is what is helping to feed the things that we saw yesterday, that and the ignorance of white people that lean toward this alt-right idiocy and wearing these, Nazi shirts and Nazi helmets. And Jesus, where do you think you live? So people are on the edge and are drinking and using drugs. a lot. Look at this opioid abuse thing. It's, you know, you just combine these two, and all of this leads back to extreme unhappiness among people that want to turn their mind off and feel good, because they don't ever feel good unless they have a shot or some pills or some booze. It's a challenging time to be a human being, and people are looking for a way to at least stop the noise in their heads for a while. And some find it, and it kills some. But I guess moderation, there are those that just don't care anymore. So that's a little bit discouraging. Back to the discussion of there's too much of everything. This is what killed ESPN. And Disney is still concerned about ESPN. They pulled their content from Netflix in part because of the losses they expect and are going to have still from ESPN in the billions, because they let this go on for too long and let it get out of hand, because there's too much, and they kept, you know, pouring money into buying the NFL rights and NBA rights, college football rights, to adding this, that, and the other. There's a magazine, there's a radio network, and they just got too big for their britches. And sometimes when you let this stuff get out of hand and get too big, it eats itself from the inside. And ESPN has drugged them down, you know, in a really, really strong way. There was a suggestion that ESPN, as far as their TV presence, may be changing to more of a other platform kind of a presence that wouldn't cost them so much. Would on your cable bill, and this isn't broken down, I don't guess, but ESPN is the most expensive thing that you're paying for. It's almost $6 a month. And some of the other things that you pay for are much cheaper. But ESPN has always charged a lot more. But now that, and they just are not top of mind anymore. I never go to ESPN, because it's either these debate shows with these idiots like Stephen A. Smith yelling and screaming and debating. Tomorrow, just for example, and I don't think this is, this to me just, it's just one more bad decision. A 28-hour marathon on fantasy football. A 28-hour ESPN marathon. It may be ESPN2. Now, this stuff is, you know, a big money maker for a lot of people. It's been around for years, but now it's turned into its own industry. So tomorrow they have a 28-hour fantasy football prep thing for everybody that is in this thing. And you wonder why you're losing viewership?
What are they going to do? Just run down
28
stats?
Hours. Yeah. There are some good things left on ESPN, but they are few and far between. And you've got that in the NFL Network, the MLB Network, Fox Sports tried to do this, and they effed it up. But ESPN is sucking money out of Disney, ABC, badly, and they're worried about it. So this leads to another service, I guess this time from Disney, that makes the future of streaming look a little, quote, annoying. There's too many services. To find a show on the Netflix, you got to enter your email address, then your password, which I guess for most folks is commonplace. I find it to be a pain in the ass. So you got Netflix. You won't get to watch the sequel to Frozen unless you sign up for Disney's own service that launches in 2019. For some that isn't, or that is a big deal, but there are far more bad things being discussed as a result of Disney pulling out of Netflix. It says, bye-bye bundles, question mark. This move will not kill off the cable industry, but it could make bloated pay TV bundles obsolete. He calls this thing that Disney is doing a very big advance for cord cutting since the launch of HBO Now, happened some years back. So Disney is taking along with it Pixar, Marvel, and Lucasfilm. So you're going to have Netflix and Disney, and some films will stay on Netflix and some will not. If pay TV is doomed, this could be the beginning of a new phase of the streaming wars. So that's what's going on. There's Netflix, there's Hulu. There are tons of other things I don't even kind of grasp. But we're okay, here's some more of this. No, it's Hulu and the obvious ones. Are there more? Well, there's Amazon Prime. And others, right?
Yeah, there's we went through this last week. There's because in addition to the ones that are just streaming, there's places like HBO and Stars and other channels that are on pay TV and also have a streaming service.
Well,
so if you don't want to have pay TV, but you want to be able to see everything that's available, you've got to get probably six or more streaming services and subscribe to them.
Well, so many people I've heard say that they plan to cancel their cable and just subscribe to these services.
Right.
Because they don't watch network TV, for one thing.
Right.
They don't care about the news locally. All they want to see is their shows and their movies.
Right. And they can set it up to where the what streams through the computer is fed to the TV so they can watch it on their 700-inch television.
So how do you do things like ESPN for sports?
If you are going to be streaming it, you'll be streaming it through whatever streaming service ESPN has now. Or if you want to see a show, local news, or a game that's on broadcast television, you do what we also found out that people are discovering. You put an antenna on your TV.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess ESPN already has their app and all that stuff, so they do stream live. But people are going to end up with no cable or no dish, and they'll use these services. And the death of network TV, I mean, it is already being felt, and you can see it coming. How fast it, you know, is kind of hard to tell, but it is on the way, and it's not going to be pretty for all these people. That's why NBC is trying to reboot some of these shows, like The West Wing, Stop It. And there were some more shows that were hits that they plan to They just can't get any ratings. Nobody is watching network TV because they have these other choices. So at some point, you got to stop, you know, they are just pouring money down the drain. And at some point, they can't continue to do that. So they will stop it, and we will not have any of this stuff anymore. It'll be so specialized, you can just select what you want and pay for that and not pay your cable bill. Mine's now over $300 a month.
Uh-uh.
And it's absolutely ridiculous. And I look down the bill and try to see all the itemized things. It doesn't make any sense. And that's by design. And it's complete bull crap. So I just wonder what the future... I'm not going to keep paying this kind of money for what they offer. There's never anything on, and bitch. But when there's, you know, sports on and things like that I want to see, and or movies, that's what we watch. But there'll be an answer that will appear, I am guessing, and the sooner the better.
But there are sometimes those hidden gems that come up.
Oh, and this is the one that I wanted to mention to you. True TV used to be, you said what?
Courtroom TV.
That's weird.
Yeah.
They were owned by NBC because NBC used them to broadcast the Olympic Games because NBC has the rights to that. So they used True TV to show some of the events from whatever the last one was. They used True TV, they used CNBC and other things that NBC owns. Well, True TV they now have programming. I have no idea what's on there. They have that show that you like.
They have Adam Ruins Everything,
okay,
which is in a new season and people need to watch. They have that show that has come up, that magic show, The Carbonaro Effect.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's really good, too. And they have this new comedy. Will Ferrell and his partner, his name is Adam, I'm going blank on him. The show is called I'm Sorry, and it features this lady who I've seen before, I think, on Veep. Andrea Savage is her name. Her husband is played by Tom Everett Scott, who is the drummer in That Thing You Do. Now, it is like Veep in its adult content, but it is extremely funny. And they really push the envelope. It is edited for a language in some cases. And in some cases, they have the uncensored version. But it is laugh out loud funny. Why it's on True TV and not on some, it's as filthy as Veep as far as the language goes. But it's funny. The cast is great. The writing is good. And the people that are involved with it, like Will Ferrell, and Andy Samberg was involved, and some pretty big-name folks. So that may be around. But it's on Tuesdays at 9, and they've got two more episodes this season. But really, really funny stuff if you aren't overly offended easily. Watch it. If you are, then don't, because the language and some of the it's done to shock in a funny kind of way, but it's amusing, but it's not for the faint of heart.
No.
Let's just say that. Just keep watching Big Bang Theory and you'll be fine. But this thing,
or you can watch that too.
It's called I'm Sorry, and it's on True TV. On the on-demand, they show the first 6 shows and the pilot, and it is pretty darn amusing. Rook Insurance, our good friends over there, the website, rookinsurance.com. There are 2 offices in town. We'll be happy to meet with you and discuss the insurance needs in your life. The Erie Rate Lock is their big thing over there. They don't raise your rates. They lock you in for whatever you want to do, your home, auto, life, all of those things, and they do not spring surprises on you when your bill comes some month. It's for home, it's for your business, and it will lower your monthly bills when it comes to your insurance needs, and they rank very high in customer satisfaction. So look into it. 867-SAVE is the phone number. 2 offices locally, well-staffed with smart, nice people to guide you in the right direction, one in Lakeland and one in Covington. 867-SAVE for Rook Insurance. Here is the number one song in America on, is it rock radio, pop? I don't even know what it's called anymore. Arcade Fire's new song, Everything Now.
Email us anytime at mail@drinkinthemorning.com.